Him with hearts that are bowed before Him, with a mind that's set on Him and focused on Him. If you're like me, you can have many things going on in your week and in your life that can be very distracting, that I believe that can cause us to lose sight of what's really important. And how many know that Jesus Christ and Him crucified and Him resurrected and Him giving us new life is what's really important? That we have a hope, an eternal hope, that no matter what our circumstances look like, our situation looks like, no matter what our bank account looks like, we have an eternal hope that God's going to make it all work out, that all things are going to work together for our good. Amen? Amen. So, Father, we come before You today, God, with hearts wide open, Lord, with voices and songs of praise. And, Lord, we just ask that You would just inhabit this place, Lord. Inhabit these vessels, Lord, with Your presence in such a way, Lord, that we are changed. We are transformed. God, that we become that salt and that light that You so called us to be. Father, we just honor Your work today. We honor Your love for us today. We honor Your perfect plan for our lives today. And God, we just embrace Your will for our lives in this service and when we leave. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, how beautiful are You, Lord. It's Your words, it's Your love. Oh, how glorious, oh, how glorious are You, Lord. It's Your power, it was Your cross that saved me and rescued me. Just a moment there, set me free. I give You glory, glory. I give You glory, glory. I give You glory, glory. Jesus. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, how beautiful are You, Lord. It's Your words.
Oh, it's Your love.
It's Your love. Oh, how glorious are You, Lord. It's Your power. It was Your cross.
Come on, that saved me.
That saved me and rescued me. Just a moment there, it set me free. Yeah, I give You glory, glory. I give You glory, glory. I give You glory, glory. Jesus,
I give You glory.
I give You glory, glory. I give You glory, glory. Give You glory, glory, Jesus.
Come on, just a moment there.
Took the crown of thorns, You became my King forever. With the crown of thorns, You became my King forever. With the crown of thorns, You became my King forever. With the crown of thorns, You became my King forever. That saved me and rescued me. Just a moment there, set me free. I give You glory, glory. I give You glory, glory. Glory, glory, Jesus.
Come on, sing that again. I give You glory.
I give You glory, glory. I
give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. In Jesus.
We see you glorious, Lord. Just the voices in the drum. Sing it out to the Lord. Give you glory, glory. Sing it out.
I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. Jesus, I give you glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory.
Sing it out.
Jesus, we give you glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we worship you this morning, Jesus.
Praise your name, God.
You are worthy, Lord Jesus.
You are God of all else.
growing up, I had a father who wasn't always there for me, I guess you could say. And I'm sure a lot of you can probably relate to having the lack of a father figure in your home. And it was hard for me to see my father once or twice a year and have these feelings of wanting to run to his arms, wanting to be embraced and be hugged by him. And so it was really difficult growing up because I was in a split home of knowing where my place was. And as we sing this song, I'm Running to Your Arms, I remember Pastor Mike speaking a while back about how the Father wants to cradle us. And that's how it is in the natural as it is in the supernatural. Meaning that God wants to, he wants to hold us. He wants to cradle us. See, what the song says that we're running to his arms, what it doesn't say is that we don't have to run very far, though. And because he's always right there. He's waiting to comfort us. He's waiting to hold us. And so it doesn't matter what your situation is, what you're dealing with at that moment. He's wanting to cradle you. He's wanting to hug you. He's wanting to embrace you. Whether or not you grew up with a father in your home or not, that void that you're missing in your life, Father God can replace that. Amen.
First break of light to last. Personal time with Jesus. And yet, every once in a while, I'll open my eyes and I'll go, wow, I don't think they're getting it, Lord. How sad. Never changing. God of glory. So faithful. Like, this song is good. This is a good song. Like, I don't know how I'm not seeing all of you like this, demonstrating your love for him, for his faithfulness, for his never changing, for his love remaining always, always, always. He's worth it, guys. He's worth our praise. He's worth our adoration. He's worth our love. I just want to extend to him a fraction of what he's given to me. A fraction of who he is. Oh God. Oh God. So faithful, Lord. You never change. I might move, but God, you never do. You are so solid, God. You're my solid rock. You're my hope.
Yes, Lord.
God, you're my healer. God, I declare to you that you're my everything. And Lord, right now, I just want us all to get it. Oh, God, reveal to us, God, who you are. Reveal to us, God, open our eyes. Let us see you for who you really are. God, the world tries to skew who you are, but God, you are who you are. You are the great I am. You are, God, what the Bible has revealed to us. But God, we need a new revelation. A new revelation, God. All consuming, never ending. Consume us today, God. Consume us, God. Consume us, God. All consuming, everlasting, God Almighty, Lord of
back before the Lord died on the cross and went to the cross for us and for our sins, the Israelites would never pronounce Yahweh. It was spelled YHWH because they felt as if they pronounced it Yahweh. It was too holy. It was too reverent. They weren't allowed to get that close to the Almighty. He went to the cross and he abolished that, okay? So now we get to enter into his presence and into his holiness, and we get to worship as we are today. I want everybody to close their eyes if they will. God is so holy and he is so thick in this place. The couple that's sitting right next to Jason, the lady in the blue, I was playing the drums, and if everybody could close your eyes except for you, the Lord wants you to know how much he loves you. And the enemy has tried to take you out with lies that you're no good and you're unacceptable to the king. But you're his princess, and he wants you to know that and how much he cares about you. And no matter where you've been or no matter where you've come from, you're his daughter, and how much he loves you. His holiness is so rich in this place. I encourage everyone to just tap into that holiness and into his presence and just stand there in awe of him, because he is Yahweh. He is so holy. He is so precious. He is so real, and we can access that today. But you need to take the step and say, okay, God, I just want to bask in your holiness. I just want to bask in your presence. I just want to sit in it. I want it to flow over me like a holy rain, if you will. We've been having some torrential downpours in Yakima the past week, and it's awesome. And I just feel like the holiness of him is just going to rain in this place supernaturally, and you're going to get drenched in it, and you can either run undercover or you can stay out in that holiness and in that rain and just get saturated in him. So as we bring it up one more time, I just want everybody to just tap into that, all right?
Thank you. some of you might have met my real dad. I don't know why I said real dad, because I think of God, I guess. But my dad and I have been pretty close my whole life. And every time I talk to my dad on the phone, usually he doesn't say I love you at the end. And when I was younger, I used to always say, like, it's always really bothered me. And not that I don't know that he loves me, but sometimes I just need him to say it. I just need to hear that from him. And still today, at 25 years old, at the end of every single conversation, I wait and I listen. I say, okay, love you, Dad. And then he'll usually just say bye. And sometimes he says, I love you. But if I, when I was younger, I used to say, tell me you love me, Dad. Tell me you love me. And then he would say, okay, love you, bye, and get off the phone really fast. And that's just my dad. It's not that he doesn't love me, but I feel like sometimes with God, he knows. Obviously, he knows everything that we need. He knows if we just need to hear an I love you, God knows that. But sometimes he needs us to say, okay, tell me you love me, or okay, this is what I need today. Not that he doesn't know, but he wants us to say, God, this is what I need from you. It's a humbling of ourselves to say, okay, God, here it is. And I feel like a lot of you know exactly what you need from God today, but you're not saying it. You're not saying, you're just sitting there like, okay, God, I need rest today. Or, okay, God, I need a jolt of your Holy Spirit today. I need to feel you today. God, I need your presence today. Whatever it is that you need from God, if you truly, truly know what you need from God today, come up here and say, okay, God, here it is. This is what I need. I just need to hear you say that you love me today, God. I just need to feel your presence today, God. If you need something from the Lord today, come up here with us, raise your hands, and tell God exactly what you need. And he won't be like my dad. He won't just get off the phone and say, okay, goodbye. He will pour out his Holy Spirit on you today and give you whatever it is that you need.
if he's not pouring out because you're just so darn reserved. And he just wants you to take action. I feel like being crazy today.
Yes, Jesus.
I feel like being more undignified than this. I feel like dancing in the aisles. I feel like praising God like I've never praised him before. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, God. And I don't want to hold anything back from you, Jesus. God, you're almighty, the one true God. God, we love you. God, have your way here today, Jesus. Do your will. Lord, let us not hold you back.
Beautiful are you, Lord? Is it your words? It's your love. And oh, how glorious are you, Lord? It's your power. It was your cross that saved me and rescued me. Just a moment there, it set me free. Yeah, I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. Jesus, Jesus, I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. Glory, glory, and Jesus, come on, oh how beautiful, oh how beautiful are you, Lord. It's your words, it's your love. How glorious are you, Lord. It's your power. It was your cross, come on, that saved us, that saved me, oh, and rescued me, just a moment there, oh, it set me free, yeah, I give you glory, glory, I give you glory, glory, I give you glory, glory, and Jesus, we give you glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. And Jesus, come on, with the crown of thorns.
With the crown of thorns, you became my king forever. With the crown of thorns, you became my king forever. With the crown of thorns, you became my king forever. With the crown of thorns, you became my king forever. That saved me.
Sing it out, church.
And rescue me. Just a moment there, set me free. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. And Jesus, yes, we do, Lord. I give you glory, glory. See that? I give you glory, glory. Yes, we do, Lord. Give you glory, glory. And Jesus, oh, I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. And Jesus, we give you glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. And Jesus. Yes, we do, Lord Jesus. We thank you for a spirit of freedom. God, you bore every transgression. You bore every sin. You bore our future and our past. God, we worship you. We thank you for freedom in this place. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
About you, church. I don't know how anybody is sitting in their seats right now, because God's freedom is in this place right now. God, we thank you for a spirit of freedom. God, we thank you for a spirit of liberty. God, we thank you, Jesus, that you're breaking off, God, religious boundaries, Lord, that we can worship you, God, the way you desire to be worshiped, Jesus. And God, right now, God, we stand up. I want everybody just to stand up right now. God, we stand up, God, and we lift up our hands, God, and we surrender everything to you today. God, we surrender our hearts. We surrender our minds. God, we surrender our sin. God, we surrender our sickness, God. And we ask, God, that you would take every burden. God, that you would lift every burden off of our shoulders. God, your word says that your burden is easy and your yoke is light. And I declare over this sanctuary this morning, I prophesy to the sanctuary right now that you are lifting the burdens and you are making the yoke easy this morning, Father God. And I pray that you would begin to pour out your spirit upon every mind, every heart, and every soul in this place, God, that when they leave, God, they will be transformed. As Moses went before the burning bush and he came down the mountain and he was completely transformed by the glory of God. I declare that this morning that the glory of God is here. The burning bush is here. And God wants to completely transform us by his glory. He wants us to leave this place and he wants others to be able to hide their face because the glory of God is upon us. And I just declare right now that the burning fire of Almighty God, we begin to fill this place. God, we receive you. God, we remove the boundaries, Father, that we've created in our own hearts and in our own minds, and we ask God that you would move the way you desire in this place. Jesus, we ask that you would move, and God, as we lift our hands, God, let your glory transform us. Let your glory transform us now. Let your glory transform us now, Jesus. God, let your glory transform us, Jesus. Let us never be the same, God. Let us never be the same, Jesus. God, let your glory come. Yes, yes, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, God. We wait upon you, Holy Spirit. We wait upon you, Holy Spirit. Transform our minds, Lord. Transform our hearts, God. 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 Let your glory rain down. Let your glory rain down. Let your glory rain down here in this place. Let your glory rain down. Let your glory rain down. Let your glory rain down in this place. And I receive it. And I receive it. I receive the transforming of your grace. Come on, I receive. And I receive it. And I receive it. And I receive the transforming of your grace. And I receive it. And I receive it. And I receive the transforming of your grace. It's moving in this place. And I receive it. Yes, Lord. I receive it. And I receive the transforming of your grace. Receive it right now. God's doing the work. I receive it. And I receive it. I receive the transforming of your grace. No longer I live, because I receive it. And I receive it. And I receive the transforming of your grace. It's moving in my life. I'm not the same. I receive it. And I receive it. And I receive the transforming of your grace. Yes, we do, Lord. We receive it, Lord. Oh.
for pretty much the whole worship time, God's been showing me these different glimpses of hearts, and I haven't been able to really like centralize the pictures and get the story to really just right now and what is going on. There's several hearts here today. There's several hearts that are represented in this house, and some are ones that when we were singing about running into your arms, your heart felt like there's no way that you could do that. You've abused your heart. You've done things to your heart that you don't deserve to run into His arms, and the Father's just wants to obliterate. Jesus wants, the Holy Spirit wants to obliterate that lie here today, because you can run into His arms. Does not matter where you've been. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter who you've done it with or who you've done it against. God is able to let you run right into His arms. So if that's your heart here today, you feel like you just are distant from God because of the things that you've done, the places your heart has been, then just run into His arms. Just receive this anointing right now. There's an anointing here just for God's love to just be poured out on you. As we've just been loving on Him, He's poured out His love here on us. So just receive that. And then another heart that I see is a heart that had like bandages on it. Wounds, old scars. But the bandages remained. The scars had not healed. It's like that you can't do enough to get rid of these wounds. And the Lord's here saying, I can heal that wound. I can take that pain from you, and it won't have to bother you anymore. I can repair that ripped part of your heart and make it so that it's brand new again. So if that's you, if you've been experiencing things in life, maybe your whole life has seemed like your heart's been just beat upon, and you're wounded and you're hurt. God is here right now to heal your heart. And all you have to do is say, Father, heal my heart. Lord Jesus, heal my heart. I give you my heart. I admit it's broken. It's wounded. I have to keep putting new band-aids on, and they don't stay on, and I'm not able to be whole. Just in Jesus' name, receive His healing. Receive His fullness right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then there's a heart. The Lord just gave me it right now. It's a heart that's dark. It's a heart that's dark. It's cold to God. It hasn't received the goodness and the love of God into your heart. It's dark because God hasn't filled it yet. And if that's you, just say, Lord, fill my heart. I want to serve you. I want to know you. I want to experience all that you have. I want my heart that's dark to become alive. I want my heart that's just dark and corrupted because of not knowing you to make it alive and new. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just release, God, your work on those three hearts here today. We just release your perfect will over these lives right now that are being represented by these hearts. And Father, we thank you, God, that you don't show us things, Lord, just to let us say, oh, wow, that's interesting. No, you show us things, God, because you want to touch those individuals. You want to heal them right now. You want to restore them. You want them to be made new creatures in Christ. And Lord, you want to heal those wounds from the past. So we just release that now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name over every heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We know you're not finished here this morning, Lord, and we just continue to wait and watch on what you're going to do. We just continue to look for you, Lord, to do above and beyond all we can ask or think. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Would the children quietly make their way up front, please? Impact staying up, I believe. Hi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your work in these lives, Lord. Lord, as they've experienced worship today, I pray you continue to pour out on them, Lord, as they go downstairs. Lord, I pray, God, as I have the opportunity to share with them today, Lord, that you would just, Lord, just put your word strong on my lips, Lord, that they just, and they open their hearts to receive, open their minds to receive, Lord, your word that you have for them today. God, that they could be, Lord, the young lives that you're calling them to be. Lord, that they can minister to you, Lord, and minister to this lost and dying world right now at the age they're at now. They don't have to wait till they grow up. Lord, spiritually, they're growing up in you already. Spiritually, they're mature. God, let them be, God, your hands and your feet, Lord, to this lost and dying world. And we just thank you for their lives. Bless them now in Jesus' mighty name.
Goodbye, goodbye. Oh. What just happened? Seriously, what just happened? I don't even know. But it was good. What am I doing? I'm doing something. Pardon? Okay, well, do you know that God is in this place? I mean, before I mean, okay, look, now I know why he had me vacuum the whole sanctuary yesterday. So that when I fall on my face, the carpet doesn't smell so bad. I vacuumed like almost the whole thing yesterday, and I'm just like, I can't stop. And yeah, well, I'm sure that obviously that's not the only reason. I was going to throw this away. That's what I was going to do. That's not the only reason, but my goodness, he is good. Woo, thank you, Lord. Let's just close our eyes and let's just thank him. Just thank you, Father. God, you are good. Lord, we just lift our praises up to you, our hearts of gratitude, Father, just denying any influence of the enemy, any lies that would try to steal our joy or would try to come against anything that you've planted in our hearts, God. We just bind it and we just release that oil of gladness in this place, man. We just release the joy of the Lord Almighty, God, just your very presence that sustains us. It's your very presence that makes our heart beat every moment, God, and we acknowledge that, and we just thank you, Father, that you are an awesome, loving God, and that's only because I don't have any better words to say. Isn't that right? That's only because I'm out of words. Our vocab is limited. I couldn't even imagine. I'm not even going to start making up words. That would be silly. It'd be funny, but silly. But God is good. Amen? Here we go. Thank you very much. God loves you. Not just because you brought me water. I'm high right now. I ain't going to lie to you guys. I ain't joking. High in a good way. A very good way. Oh, highly recommended. Highly recommended. Man, I love the Lord, and you know what's wild, even greater, is His love for me. So why does He have me reading? Oh, okay, here we go. We're going to do this. Ladies and gents, boys and girls, pray your anointing, Father, as it is obviously already in this place. Would it guide not just my words and my thoughts, but may your armor protect our minds. The word of God, would it just be in this place to protect the seeds that have been laid and will be laid and watered, God. May you just have your way. Your kingdom come and your will be done here in this place this morning, as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. So, fine. Tell you what, I didn't plan to be on my face this morning. But I did take the advice of my sister and just get undignified. That did something when you said that. That did something. It was like already, it was hopping in here, but when you said that, the atmosphere just switched. And thank you, Lord. And, you know, when you take that faith, that step of faith, God will meet you. Not only will He meet you, but He will go above and beyond anything you ever imagined. So, I'm just very thankful. And, I don't even want this thing. I don't want to hide behind that. Sorry. Not really, but so here we are. We are praying in the garden, but it's not us, it's Jesus. It's in Luke 22. If you want to read along, I'll give you 22 seconds to get there. Release your glory, Lord. Hope you guys are ready for this. Because I literally just got this when I walked in the sanctuary this morning. By the way, isn't it awesome? Don't you come here and you don't want to leave? Anybody ever get that? Where it's like you come here and it's like, I don't ever want to leave. Right? I mean, where else can you lay flat on your face and enjoy it? And you're like, you're eating carpet and it's like, okay. Like my forehead is designed perfectly to rest my head on the carpet. It's like, awesome. Where else will that happen? In the presence of God, that's where. And He's here. And isn't it a beautiful thing that when we gather together, the way we do, and what do? We lift up His name. We're here in what? Are we here in the name of Josh? Are we here in the name of Tyson? No, we're here in the name of Jesus. So we're glorifying Him here. And His presence is here. And He wants us to take that step because He'll mess you up in a good way. Here He is, 22 seconds up. Coming out, He went to the Mount of Olives. 39. So when I walked in here this morning, this is what he gave me. Not the iPad, but the set of scripture. I'm like, what on earth am I going to do with that? And I'm not joking. What am I going to do with that? And then I started reading. And I'm like, oh, boy. And then he started talking. So, let our ears be opened. Let Father, our eyes of faith to receive every good thing. In Jesus' name. So, as he went to the Mount of Olives, as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw away. So that might differ, like, say, for me than you. The gaze stone would be like right here. Mine would probably be like somewhere over there. But then you get somebody who does baseball and it's like home run. Anyways, the point is it wasn't very far away from them. A stone's throw away. And he knelt down and he prayed. And he said this, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Say that. Not my will, but yours be done. One more time. We need to get that in our systems. We need to get that. We need to live by that. Not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Wow, I don't even know how to register that. Then he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Excuse me. I want to go back up. And I want to start nailing this, the second thing that he says in this particular passage. He says, Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. What do you think was happening there? What do you think was happening? There was a temptation involved. What was it for? If it's your will, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like drops of blood. Has anybody ever sweated blood here? He sweated blood for you and I. He sweated blood in agony. Let's look up. I just want to look up the word. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ through Pastor Mike DeWayne Lindell. And so I'm going to the Greek. I'm going there. So what does it say? So I want to look up agony because I want to understand what exactly is going on here. And it says, agonia, which is derived from the English word agony, and it is a struggle, and it is anguish, and where's all my nice notes when I need them? Where are you? I thought I knew how to do this. One moment, please. But he was in agony, and he was in this battle. Okay, right there. Come on. Yes. Okay? He was in this battle. And, okay, so here it is. It's agonia. And it is contest, more abstract from eclectic, giving prominence to the pain and labor of the conflict. Combat, from which the English agony is derived. It is used to refer to trembling excitement and anxiety produced by fear or tension before a wrestling match or a fight. You know, that nervous, anxious buildup. It's just like everything in you just want to burst, you know, don't tend to make sense in those times. It's like this just overwhelming frustration. And anybody ever been there, or am I the only one? Okay, There's been three of us. Two of us. Okay, three. Thank you. Four. Thank you. Can I get a vote? Get a vote, vote, vote. Get a vote, vote, vote. Okay. We've all been there. And in the New Testament, it's used denoting not the fear which draws back and flees, but the fear which trembles in the face of the issue, yet it continues on to the end. So he's in the garden. He's dropping sweaty, bloody sweat. And he's contending. What's he contending for? He's saying, not my will, but your will be done. Father, take this cup from me if it's your will, but not my will, but your will be done. And he's up there. He's battling for you and I. He's battling not to give in to the temptation that says you don't need to do that. They're not important. Come on, just give in. Just like when he was tempted in the desert. Man, 40 days, no food, no drink. What's the first thing he gets hit with? Whoo, what do you know? But in his agony, for you and for I, he pushed through and he said, he told them, keep praying, lest you fall into temptation. I thought, Lord, in temptation for what? And then I kept reading. The agony that he suffered caused him to pour blood out of his pores. It should have poured sweat. And yet, what is it? For the joy that was set before him. Can you help me out? He endured the cross. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. For the joy that was set before him. Can you imagine? And no, you can't. What it would be like had he gave in, but he did not. He's the perfect and sinless lamb for you and for I. And my message is very simple today. I don't have some big boom, boom, one, two, three, knock him out. What I'm going to say is that our Lord and Savior counted us worthy that he would drop down from the throne of heaven in all his glory, and he would come down here, and even before he got on the cross, that he would endure for us. Not to give in to temptation, not just to save our souls from the eternal damnation of hell, but because he loves us. Not just to spare us from a hell life, but to give us all the riches and glory in heaven. And to give us an example, one that is worthy to follow. That we, in his footsteps, if we would push through the agony, if we would make it, if we would just take the time to do like he did in that moment and his whole walk, rely on Holy Spirit. He's Jesus in the flesh. He could have done what he wanted. He relied on Holy Spirit. He prayed. He prayed. How important is prayer? We talked a little bit about it this morning, but I'm telling you, prayer is an intimate connection. It's an exchange that we have. As I read in the Greek, it's an exchange that we have that basically takes our ideas and thoughts and our will, and it exchanges it for his perfect will for our lives. Is it going to be easy? No. No, it's not going to be easy. Matter of fact, it's guaranteed that it won't be easy. But I can tell you this, that he called us worthy, that he would purchase us with his blood. Even before he purchased us with his blood on the cross, he would pour that blood out to push forward. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I'm saying today we have to push forward. And we aren't going to push forward on our own, Stephen. Thank you for being obedient. We aren't going to push forward on our own. We must call on our God. We must rely on Holy Spirit. And we must believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that he died for us, that he counted us worthy so that we could have an eternal residence with him. Even here on earth. We must put our priorities first. We must. You know, when he comes down to earth and he says, you say, but I say, you say, but I say, he's telling us, man, we got it all mixed up. And we cannot follow into the dictates, into that black hole of the world that says this is the right thing to do. We got to fall into what God says is the right thing to do. And how are you going to know that? How are you going to know it? Anybody, go ahead. The word and prayer, that's right. The word and prayer, hand in hand. Let's go to Ephesians 6. Just reminded of this beautiful verse. I don't want to preach fancy words today. I don't care for all that. I don't care. What I want to say is that Jesus called us word. He counted us in. And before he took a beating and a lashing and died for us, he even was in the garden battling for us in prayer on his knees, not giving in to temptation, that we may not have to give in to temptation, that we may call on the same God that he called on. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, verse 12, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Here we go again. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and finally, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So we have the whole armor of God, and we have which guards us, and we have prayer, which is extremely important. Don't want that. So Lord, I don't know what it is, God. I don't exactly know, Father. I'm just sharing, Father, your word today, Lord. And as we listen, as I count myself in the audience today, God, that you would just pour out your Spirit. And that as we were worshiping, God, it was evident that you're here, as it is evident now. But Lord, just pour out your Spirit and let your word go forth and bear fruit, Heavenly Father. Let it bear fruit, Heavenly Father. God, we need your fruit. We need your fruit. We need to be wrecked. God, we need your fruit that's everlasting. I don't need praises of man. That gets me out the door. I need to get all the way to eternity. God, you're an awesome God. I pray, Father, I pray right now, I pray, God, that your word would go forth, Father, and again, that it would bring fruit. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. You know, I believe that as we all have the opportunity to be tempted every day, that God has gone out of his way. He's gone out of his way to secure a place for us, to keep us in his fold. And one of the crucial keys to that, I believe, is prayer. I mean, is every Christian here in this place, don't you have a desire to do greater things? You ever have a desire to pray for somebody who's sick? And watch him be healed. Have a desire. To to do greater things. We're called to do greater things even than Christ did. Lord, what are you saying? We need to pray. We need to pray. If I was transparent, which I will be, I haven't always put prayer as a priority in my life. And I'm sure many of you can agree with that and say, yeah, me too, I've been there, or I'm there, however it may be. I always felt like, well, you know, God, he knows. He knows what I'm going through. He knows what I'm doing. And I never made it a priority. And then as he moves on my heart, shows me a thing or two, if you will. And he wakes me up. And I'm telling you, I'm alive right now. I'm alive right now. And what's awesome is tomorrow, I'll be even more alive. So, Nick, you want to come up here, please, and hold my hand? Just joking, play the piano. Sorry. Sometimes, I'm telling you, I'm addicted to those little thingies that are funny. But listen. Okay, that was funny, but listen. Today, here's what I see. Just like Stephen had a word, just like Pastor Mike had a word, I see that there are people out here today. And I see that there's people out here today that, whoa, I just got echoey. I see that there's people out here today that have, say, given in to the lie that they don't need to have a personal or a vocal, intimate relationship with God, pursuing him via prayer. And to be obedient, as God wants all of us, that I would like to say to you that God loves you and that God wants all of you. He wants you to lean not on your own understanding. He wants you to acknowledge him in all your ways and so that he can direct your paths. Knowing that there's many influences out there that are not of him. And knowing that the very purpose that we're here today on this earth is to bring him glory. Knowing that we can't bring him glory if we don't know his will. We can't walk out his will if we don't acknowledge him in all our ways. So will you stand with me, please? Let's stand. And what I see is those of you who are struggling with prayer, those of you who are struggling, man, I just can't find my footing. Man, I just can't seem, I don't have the desire, the passion to really pursue God. Like I know he's there and I know he loves me and I love him, but I'm not really connected. Maybe you're like me, you find yourself ducking and dodging at times because you don't feel like you measure up. Well, none of us measure up if you want to go down that road. None of us measure up, but there's an anointing and a grace here. I know there is an anointing and a grace that says, come to me, all you who are, we did this morning, weary and burdened, I'm heavy laden, and my yoke is light, and my what is easy? It's there, guys. I don't care. The point's there, okay? Listen, he's saying you don't have to take it upon yourself. He's saying, I'm right here. Come to me. You want to have life abundantly? Come on. What are you waiting for? Are you pressing in? You can press in more. And I'm not here to condemn anybody and to make anybody feel like they're not good enough, they're not doing that. That is not my job. I'm saying for those hearts who are truly having a struggle and you've got what it takes to come up here and stand up here and let's link arms and pray and just let the anointing of God bless you today, then let's do it. Who cares? What do you got to lose? But what do you got to gain? Eternity. What do you got to gain? But eternity. Are you having a hard time? Are you finding yourself at a lack of words? You can't talk. You don't know what to say to them? Are you finding that you've been in that position like he was in the garden? And you just tend to fold? Look at him, linking arms. Come on. Come on, come on up. It's all good. We are family. It does not get any better than this, my friends. Come on. Come on. Yes, Lord. You say yes to God. Yes, Lord, I know I struggle. I know I struggle, but I'm saying yes to you. And I'm not just coming up here today to say yes so I can feel good and walk away. And yeah, I'm saying yes because today I believe your anointing is just going to bless me. I believe your anointing, the power of God, Holy Spirit, is going to come upon me. And he is going to anoint me with the power of God in order to press into his love. Come up here, brother. Link arms. We are family. We are family. To link arms, we are family. Holy Spirit, would you just have your way? I don't care if I'm weird to you right now. You'll get over it. Holy Spirit, have your way. Let the anointing of God be released in this place today. As you, Father, I believe he wants us to have a repentant heart. If you have not taken priority in God, then he wants you to repent and to move forward. He wants you to lay it all out and be on. Lay it all out and call on the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I repent that I have not put you first. I have not made you priority, but today I am. Because there is a world out there. There is a world of dying people, and we have the cure for death. These are not fancy words. We have the cure for death today, my friends. Death has been defeated. And if you don't take the time to enter in, you don't have the antidote. We got to know our God. Does he save? Is he mighty to save? Hey, there's more room up here if you want. I mean, that's on you. But if you want, man, you can walk on up here. We just need to have a repentant heart, one that is open before God, that hides nothing from him. That's what he wants, all of us. He doesn't want part of us. 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you. Guess what? You're forgiven, my friends. You're forgiven because he's called you worthy. His blood says so. His blood says so. His blood says, come. Take all of me and take me wherever you go. God, we just open our hearts to you this afternoon, Lord. Father, I repent, God. I know that you have made me aware, Father, of my shortcomings, Lord, and they are not a weight that I have to carry, but it is an opportunity to grow closer to you, Lord. Father, in this thing, we're sealing it right now in the name of Jesus. We're sealing as these hearts are repenting, as they are making, being aware of their shortcomings, God, that you are filling them with your very presence, God, with the eternity, God, that you have for each one of them. You are giving them power, Father. We call on the power of the Holy Ghost. We call on the power of the Holy Ghost to seal this very thing in which you, Father, are doing in our hearts. Lord, you are prayer warriors. You're a prayer warrior. I don't think you believe that, my man. You're a prayer warrior. This is not an accident that I'm standing before you today telling you that. You're a prayer warrior. And if you don't know how to pray, you say, Lord, teach me. God, teach me, because I need to know. Because I got a family to raise. Yes, Lord, we just seal, Father, what you're doing here. We seal what you're doing here. We agree, God.
Come live in me.
Yes.
And all my life take over, Lord. And come breathe in me. And I will rise and on eagle's wings. And come live in me. And all my life and take over. Come breathe. And come breathe in me. And I will rise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Because here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. And tie me in your love. And bring me to my knees. May I know. May I know Jesus more and more. Yes, Lord. And come live in me. And all my life take over. Come breathe in us, Lord. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings.
Come on, come on. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go like this. Get you some groups and we're going to pray together. We're going to pray in groups. This is church as we know it today. We're going to pray in groups. If you want to be in your family or a group, it doesn't matter. But we're going to pray and we're going to together seal and lift each other up in prayer and call on the name of our Lord for the work that he's doing here today. What you're sensing, the reason you're up here, we don't want that to fade away, okay? That ain't going nowhere. And we're going to agree today together. So get in you some groups and let's pray together. And let's pray just that anointing, that revelation, that repentant heart. It would just come alive. Come alive, Lord. We're alive because of you. And we seal the good work that you've done. Where are you going? Yes, Lord. And this is where it's important to speak it out. To speak it out. Use your words. Speak it out, you prayer warriors. Speak it out. Lord. God is good, my friends. God is good. Well, that was session one. Session two will be in about 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, are we? Oh, that's him. So look, God is good, and this is church as we know it. This is God moving how God moves, and it gets even better. So my friends, I think we ought to just give God one clap, one thank you, Lord. God, you are worthy. Father, we praise your mighty name. Thank you for redeeming us, Lord. Thank you for giving us a heart after yours. And now the business. Fun guy, not
business
fun guy.
I'm fun. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you guys one more time real quick, if I could have everybody's attention. Tomorrow about the couple's cell. It's at Jay and Kelly's house. Kids, if you have kids, they're welcome. They have a big playroom. You just bring your kids. Even if they're an infant, you can keep them with you during the cell. It's for people that are dating, engaged, married, whatever. It's just a couple's cell for you to come and get together with other couples. I don't care how old you are, whatever. And then next, this coming Friday, is 24/7 prayer. First of all, let me back up. My wife's number is 949-1337. Mine is 985-8389. If you have any questions about this couple cell tomorrow, give one of us a call. We'll be more than happy to give you directions, whatever. It's going to be a good time, so I encourage every couple to come, Glenn. Anyways, next Friday is 24/7 prayer. If you don't have a sheet for 24/7 prayer, I'm going to set them right here. It's our Friday for the prayer. And then right now, we are going to have a little bit of cleaning that needs to be done for our Grace International luncheon tomorrow. Josh will divvy out tasks. Many hands make light work. We could get it done in about, it was deep cleaned yesterday, so it's just really just going to be a quick surface clean and get it picked up real quick, vacuumed, garbages, stuff wiped down. But we're having all of the Grace International pastors in the Northwest, I believe, here tomorrow. And the head of the Grace International is going to be here, so we want our building to look spick and span. We want it to look nice and presentable. So if you can stay and help for 20, 30 minutes, that would be great. Anyways, God bless. Have a great day.
And actually, it would only take about 15 if everybody pitched in. Very simple tasks. Very simple. Hello, hello, and...